building permits for critical sand dunes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. People who own private property on Michigan sand dunes will now have more flexibility when it comes to getting building permits. Emily Fox reports.
Governor Rick Snyder signed a bill this week that broadens building permits on what are called critical dunes. Those are dunes that have the most environmental protection. Rachel Hoekstra is the legislative director for the senator who introduced the bill. She says the previous law had too many regulations for building permits.
Basically, it turned out to be whoever had the most money could potentially one day build a home in these areas.
But opponents of the new law say it puts those critical sand dunes at risk. Nicholas Acapinti is with the West Michigan Environmental Action Council. He says the new law reduces the control of the Department of Environmental Quality to work with property owners in order to protect the sand dunes.
There's going to be the ability to add driveways and accessibility features throughout critical sand dunes, which will really impact slopes and ecosystems. Increases the potential for erosion.
He says critical sand dunes make up 30% of all dunes in Michigan. For the Environment Report, I'm Emily Fox.
This is the Environment Report. Maybe you've noticed that you haven't been swatting a lot of mosquitoes this summer.
It's been a strangely quiet year for nuisance mosquitoes in particular.
That's Michael Kaufman. He's a mosquito expert and an associate professor at Michigan State University.
Most people think all mosquitoes are a nuisance, and I guess I'd have to agree with that. But the ones that most people complain about, you know, come out in kind of large numbers after rain events or, you know, spring snow melt and things like that.
You can think of nuisance mosquitoes as the kind that attack you in swarms. Kaufman says it's been so dry that we haven't had the usual bursts of mosquitoes that you get after a big rain. But he says, ironically, our hot, dry summer has been ideal for the species of mosquitoes that carry West Nile virus. The species Culex pipiens is the one experts are most concerned about. And those guys like it when it's hot.
The Culex breed in areas that don't necessarily need that much water. They a really good source of them, you know, for their larval development is in what we call catch basins or parts of storm sewer drainage systems.
Kaufman says they also like standing water in things like bird baths and kiddie pools. He says because it's been so hot for so long, we're seeing cases of West Nile virus pop up in humans and animals a few weeks earlier than normal. Eric Foster is a medical entomologist with the Michigan Department of Community Health. He says so far this year in Michigan, there have been 4 confirmed cases of West Nile virus in humans. But he says it's really difficult to predict what will happen with the virus each year.
You know, if things continue as they are right now, we may have a bad year for West Nile virus.
Foster says you can get infected with West Nile virus without having any symptoms. You might also just get a mild flu-like illness. But he says some people can become seriously ill.
You start having a neurologic involvement. You can start getting weakness in the limbs. You can start having changes in behavior. Extreme headache and neck pain, that's definitely when you want to go see your doctor, your physician, and get treated.
Foster says people over age 50 are more likely to develop serious illness from West Nile virus. So he says the best thing to do is avoid getting bitten. There are easy things you can do, like drain any standing water around your house and make sure your window screens are in good shape. He also recommends using bug repellent when you're outside. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.